From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Mitch Leegan. Missouri Chief Justice Zell Fisher is calling for more drug treatment courts to help fight opioid abuse throughout the state. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports.
Drug courts combine treatment with intensive supervision. Men and women who successfully finish the programs can have low-level felony charges dropped. Fisher says research proves the programs are the most cost-effective way to deal with the opioid epidemic. But he says past cuts to state funding mean there are no treatment courts in 15 counties.
We plan to work with you over the coming months to try to expand the reach of treatment courts in hopes of making this resource-saving, life-saving program available in every Missouri jurisdiction. Please help us with that.
Governor Eric Greitens' proposed budget restores last year's cuts to drug courts and then boosts funding by nearly $1.8 million. In Jefferson City, I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Missouri Supreme Court has agreed to hear two cases concerning LGBT rights. One case transferred yesterday focuses on a transgender teen who wasn't allowed to use the boys' locker rooms and restrooms at his school in Blue Springs. An appellate court had originally upheld the case's dismissal. The second case involves two former employees of the Missouri Department of Social Services. One of the workers, a gay man, claims his boss discriminated against him because he didn't act the way his boss expects men to act. A co-worker claims she was punished for associating with the gay employee. The American Civil Liberties Union released a statement saying it was pleased that the state's highest court will hear both cases. Missouri State University is decreasing the number of credit hours required to graduate as part of a plan to make the school more affordable. The Missourian reports that Missouri State University President Clifton Smart announced a 5-point plan last week. The new initiatives are a part of a statewide trend to reduce higher education costs amid state budget cuts. Decreasing the number of credit hours required to graduate from 125 to 120 is projected to save students an average of $1,100. Other cost-saving measures include broadening scholarship offerings, freezing some on-campus housing rates, renegotiating dining contracts, and streamlining textbook costs. Smart says affordability is the most frequently cited reason students give for their decision to attend Missouri State. The University of Missouri is raising concerns that proposed cuts to higher education will make it more difficult to meet future goals, including paying for new research and academic buildings. Governor Eric Greitens proposed Monday cutting 10% from current appropriations for state colleges and universities and putting 10% of the remaining funds in a pool that would be distributed based on performance. Doing so could cut $80 million in funds for the entire University of Missouri system. Almost half of that money would go to MU. Chancellor Alexander Cartwright expressed concerns yesterday, saying the cuts could hamper the, quote, ability to really be able to do all the things we would like to do going forward, end quote. I'm Mitch Leegan, KBIA News, Columbia.